Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Final segment here on the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and we are in the midst of Philly Black Pride, which runs through the end of the weekend. And let's learn more now as we bring in KYW's Sunny Morgan. And Sunny, to start, what is Philly Black Pride all about?
So Philly Black Pride, from what I gathered from the founders, is really all about celebrating the queer community here in Philadelphia, most specifically the people of color who live and thrive in this city, and making sure that they're heard and celebrated and that their needs are met and that that people who don't know what it's about can be able to honor them.
I talked with Jason Bowman. He's the current vice president of Philly Black Pride.
The city of Philadelphia does not really have a lot of spaces that are safe and inclusive to black and brown queer people. We lost the only two black and brown queer bars in the neighborhood, Level Up and Cockatoo. So just to know that this celebration is still finding different ways to collaborate with other, you know, event spaces to create those moments of joy and celebration is an exciting thing. I know a lot of times right now we are doing a lot of protesting and a lot of resistance to the federal administration, which is important. But we also have to have those important moments of joy, too.
How old is Philly Black Pride and how did it get started?
So it's about 26 years old. It started in the late 90s by a man named Michael Henson. He was a representative for a lot of black queer people in the city. Jason Bowman, he had a lot to say about what the history was about.
The reason why Black Pride was even created was because it was a direct call to action of a lot of things that were happening in 99 when it came to health inequities around the black and brown queer communities. That's the kind of the history. We're also like the oldest pride in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. A lot of people don't know that. We were actually around before there were any other prides and also any other black prides in the nation. We were one of the first.
So let's talk a little bit about, as we're recording this, we're in the midst of it. Depending upon when people are listening to the show, events could shift. But what kind of events are going on?
Well, it's been going on for a couple days now. So they've had wellness retreats going on. They had their opening reception. And they had a flag actually be raised at City Hall so people can see the black and brown with the rainbow pride flag to signify queer people of color. But they're also having on Sunday a Black Queer Empowerment Summit. So they're going to have panels of all different kinds. I know Jason Bowman, the founder, told me about one specifically with a bunch of trans people who are going to talk about their experiences and how black trans people are kind of overlooked.
I think a lot of times we don't give our black and brown, you know, trans women enough credit. We stand on the backs of them. We wouldn't even have pride if it wasn't for a trans woman. You know, we wouldn't even have a lot of the things that we have when it comes to rights, when it comes to just anything, if it was not for our black trans women. So really centering that conversation around them is really important.
So it's going to be a nice way to and Pride Week, I think, is to talk about the issues.
All right. Thank you very much, Sunny. KYW's Sunny Morgan joining us. And that is going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. Our production assistant this week was Vanita Mwangi. My name is Matt Leon. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.